Y'all could tell I'm coming straight out the gate now. If you're one of those slow ones, you better catch up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I feel a word. Hallelujah. I feel a preach coming on. Hallelujah. I'm going to let God have his way here. Glory to God. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, we still shifting. We still shifting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen. Amen. I want you to turn to the book of Numbers 23, 19 and 20. This is going to be my foundation scripture. This is the scripture I'm going to use to propel us to where we're going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Numbers 23, 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all expecting something from Jesus today. Hallelujah. How many of you expecting a word, a life-changing word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you got to be the woman with the issues. You got to pull on him. Hallelujah. You got to pull on that anointing. Hallelujah. You got to say, God, I come here for a reason, God. I'm going to pull on you, God, until I feel a change within my body, God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Numbers 23, 19 through 20. Do everybody have it? Say amen. Okay, and then Psalms 62 is where my message is going to come from, but I'm going to take out of Psalm 62 and 11 to tie in with 23, 19, and 20. Amen? Okay, here we go. God is not a man. See, right there, like my brother Elder Smith always said, you should put a praise right there. I think I'll say that again. God is not a man. Hallelujah. You see, hallelujah, God is not a man that he should what? He should not lie. Oh, my God. See, that would make you rejoice right there. Hallelujah. That I can trust in God no matter what. God can do all things except fail. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the son of man that he shall repent. See, you got to understand that God is not like human, hallelujah. Just he's not like us, hallelujah, that when circumstances come, things don't change around him. When God make up his mind to do one thing, it is what he say it is. He said when God saw the chaos amongst the earth, he said, God said, let it be light. And the scripture say he saw it to be good. You see, when God sees things, he see it to be good. Hallelujah. He said he's not a man, nor the son of man, that he shall repent. You see, repent means change your mind. God don't got to change his mind for what he called you to be. Hallelujah. God don't have to change his mind of what he predestined in your life. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you've been through. Touch your neighbor and say, you are what God called you to be. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 He's not a man that he can lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. God don't got to change his mind about nothing. Everything he sees about me is good. Hallelujah. That's why Marvin Sapp said, hallelujah. He said a song, he see me for who I am. Oh, my God. He see you for who you are. It don't matter what mistakes you made. It don't matter what decisions you made. God still sees you for who he created you to be. Somebody put their hand together and give God glory. Hallelujah. 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 Then the scriptures go to say, does he speak and not act on it? Does he make a promise and not fulfill it? On Wednesday night, hallelujah, we learned that God, he sent his word like the rain and the snow, hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's purpose for what God sent his word to do, hallelujah. There's purpose for why God put you here on earth, hallelujah. There's purpose. No matter what comes against you, you got to do what God calls you to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Hallelujah. Let me slow down. I'm getting happy here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that God can't lie. Whatever he said got to happen. It's got to manifest because God is all truth. He is all truth. He is all knowing. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the hallelujah. And the writer said, I have received a command to bless. Oh my God. I have received a command to bless you. And he has blessed you. Who has blessed you? God has blessed me. Look at your neighbor and say, God bless me. God bless me. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. And he said, hallelujah, that because he blessed you, it can't be reversed. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing but be blessed in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed without a shadow of a doubt. No matter what man says about me, God has blessed me. He has blessed me. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. He said he blessed me. He has sent to bless you. And the writer say, I cannot change it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, it can't be changed. What God called you to do is a blessing on that. You got to walk in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we know that God is not a man. We got the foundation that he can't lie. That he's called me into this place. No matter what I go through, no matter what seems to come against me, God is still God. And besides him, there is no other. Hallelujah. Because he got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch this now. God is not a man. We already established that. In Psalm 62:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch the A clause of this. He said, God has spoken it once. Hallelujah. God don't need to repeat himself or who he is in your life. Stop doubting God. Stop doubting yourself. God has spoken it one time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David said, I heard it twice, that the power belongs to God. Hallelujah. I've heard it once. God said it once. That's all it needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And my topic today said, one time settles it. Look at your neighbor, say, one time settle it. Hallelujah. That means what God called you to be. God don't have to repent or change his mind of who he called you to be. If he called you to be a doorkeeper, you be a good doorkeeper. If he called you to be an elder, you be a good elder. If he called you to be the mother of the church, you be a good mother. If he called you to be a minister, you be a good minister. If he called you to be a musician, you be a musician. If he called you to be a housewife, you be a housewife to the best of your ability. Because God has blessed you, and it cannot be reversed. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. Glory to the God. Now I want you to go to Psalm 62. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting into the meat of scripture now. Hallelujah. Psalm 62. Hallelujah. And one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. David said, truly my soul waiteth upon God. For him cometh my salvation. See, David said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul waits on God. And from him comes my salvation. You see, salvation is when somebody comes to save you out of a situation or from evil. Hallelujah. We know that God is going to save us from our eternal salvation. He's bringing our eternal salvation. But right now, David said, hallelujah, in the condition I'm in, right now, I'm waiting on God because God is my salvation. You see, you got to understand what situation David's in. David's in a situation now where his son is rebelling against him, where Absalom is out to kill him. where Absalom's out there taking his life. Hallelujah. Now David's in a rock in a hard place. He's got to look up and tell God, hallelujah, without you, I ain't going to make this. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in you, God. I believe, God, what you said about me. Hallelujah. That you cannot lie. Hallelujah. And the blessing is on my life, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David said, the Lord, he brings my salvation. Hallelujah. Two said, hallelujah. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. You see, sometimes when you're going through some stuff, you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. In your Lord, your God. Hallelujah. You got to do like David. You got to call up them scriptures. You got to call up those things you know him to be in your life. You got to know that God is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. You see, in Psalm 62, we're gonna concentrate on the focus and the confidence that David had in Jesus, that he had in God. Hallelujah. You see, now he's up against something. He's about to lose his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From what he's thinking. Hallelujah. There's rumors going around. Hallelujah. Saying this and that about the king. Hallelujah. And his son. Hallelujah. Doing some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That wasn't pleasing to him. But hallelujah, David did not lose focus on who God is. Hallelujah. You see, when trouble comes in your life, hallelujah, you can't lose focus on who God is in your life. You can't lose focus on who he is. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Don't lose focus. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. You see, David got the confidence in Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch your neighbor and say, I got confidence in him. I got confidence in him that what he calls me to be, hallelujah, he's going to sustain that. See, you got to understand it, Moshat, that David is the king right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. He is the king right now, and everything is going against him. Hallelujah. Israel is turning against him. The world is coming against him, hallelujah. But David did not lose focus. He did not lose his insight on who God is. Hallelujah. He didn't lose his focus that if God be for me, who can be against me? Somebody shout yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Verse 3. He said, how long will you imagine mischiefs against me, against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bow and wall shall be. David was saying, he said, how long are you imagining mischiefs against me? How long are you plotting these things against me? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And the commentator said, David was asking the question, hallelujah, because he was trying to get them to see how long you going to do this in error, because I've been called to be the king. Hallelujah. No matter what you do against me, you're not fighting against me. You're fighting against the Almighty God. You're fighting against Jehovah Jireh. You're fighting against Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. You fight against Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah, Jesus. How long will you imagine mischiefs against me? Hallelujah. How long you plotting these things against me? Hallelujah, Jesus. Folks said they consult to cast down from his excellence. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. David said they want to cast me down from excellence. But see, you got to understand one thing. Hallelujah. David knew that it wasn't him, hallelujah, that put him where he was. Hallelujah. He said, you're trying to take me down from a high place. There's some people trying to take you down from that place that God put you at. But one thing you got to know, that it was God that called you there. Hallelujah. It was God that predestined you to be there. It was God, hallelujah, that called you to do the great works. Hallelujah. Because David said, I remember when Saul came to the house. I remember Samuel came to the house. Hallelujah. And I saw all my brothers going in, but I'm still out tending the sheep. And Samuel went in. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And he poured the vial on each one, and all would not come out. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, Samuel said, is there another one? Jesse said, yeah, there's one out there tending to the sheep. Good God Almighty. David said, I didn't sign up for this. God called me to this. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was out minding my business. Hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit arrested me. Said, come on in, son. I can take you to greatness. I got some things I want you to do. Hallelujah. David said, they're trying to take me down from the high place. But they can't. Hallelujah. Because they're fighting against me. They're fighting against the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said that they curse you with their mouth. But when they walk from you, they say all kind of stuff about you. Hallelujah. They're doing it to this day. Hallelujah. That's why you can't put all your trust in man. Watch that person. Hallelujah. That you confide in the most. Hallelujah. Scripture said it. Hallelujah. He talked to you good and in front of you. But as soon as you turn your back. Hallelujah. Just like the OJ song said. You got a knife in my back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your old backstabber. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. 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 They can't take you away from the excellence. God called you to excellence. No matter what they try, let them lie on you. Let them say whatever they want to say about you. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Give God the glory. Glorify him. Know that God is my keeper. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. He's worthy. And at the end of that scripture, he said, Selah. He said, calmly think on that. Everybody will think for you, ain't for you. Hallelujah. They want that same place you in. Hallelujah. But you got to look at them and say, oh, baby, I ain't put myself here. And I can't take myself down. Hallelujah, because God has got a call on my life. Hallelujah, and hallelujah. And I got to do what God called me to do. Somebody say yes. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. How long will you fight against me? Oh. And that scripture took me. Oh, you tell Lamont, you big dummy. Oh, my God. But they don't know. Good God, I'm lying. You can fight me all you want to. You can talk about me, hallelujah. You can tell, you call me everything but the child of God. But I believe that God called me to do this. And hell or high water, I'm going to stay here until the day Jesus come back to get me. Hallelujah. Because he that begun a good work shall finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Now David is here in this place. Oh, Lord, where he's running from his life. But David is still encouraging himself. You see, we can learn a lot from David. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes, a lot of times, I'm not going to say sometimes, a lot of times when we go through situations and we don't see our way out of things and we feel like it's overwhelming, we can get down and distorted and we start questioning God. God, why have thou brought me here to leave me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sound like the children of Israel. Why did you bring me out of the wilderness to die? Hallelujah. We could have stayed there in Egypt. But that devil is a liar. God had brought you out to bring you in. Hallelujah. To a place of excellence. To a place where he can be glorified through you. You see, people going to look at you and say, how can he do that? How can she do that? You look at him and say, ain't nothing but God. He said, if any man boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to get that confidence in yourself that no matter what I go through, that God is God. His God is God. He hold all power. He control all things. He creator of all things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good God. Hallelujah. Good God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Five said, my soul, wait thou upon God. Hallelujah. My expectations come from him. Hallelujah. And some scriptures say my hope comes from him. You see, you got to depend on God for everything. Hallelujah. That takes us back to the scripture in Philippians, when the scripture said God give us the will and he give us the power to perform what pleases him. You see, David said, my expectation, my hope, my everything is come from God. Hallelujah. I depend solely on Jesus. I can't depend on myself. Hallelujah. Because I take myself in the wrong direction, but I got to lean and depend on Jesus no matter what the situation. Hallelujah may come, but God is in control. He is my expectation. Hallelujah. Number six said, he is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, verse 2 and 6 is basically the same scripture. You see, that's what it's saying. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When you're going through some things, you got to compete. You got to repeat the word to yourself. You got to encourage yourself, hallelujah, to let yourself know that self, God has got this. Get yourself out of the way. Let God do what he called me to do. Let God do his will. Let God do his perfect will. Hallelujah. He is my defense. He is my fortress. That means he's got me covered. David encourages himself that even though his son is out to kill him, Israel is out to kill him, God is his defense. God got us covered. He got his back. He got his side. He got his front. Hallelujah. He has everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture said a good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by the God, and he delight himself in his ways. Hallelujah. You see, God has delighted himself in your footstep. God got you covered. I don't care where you at right now. You need to just encourage yourself and say, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 7 said, in God. Is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, my redeemer is in God. Hallelujah. My glory is in God. Which take me to my favorite scripture, Romans 8 and 18. Hallelujah. Said, for the present of the suffered. Oh, good God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the suffering at this present time is not worthy of being compared of what God is about to do, about the God, the glory that God is about to reveal in your life. You see, the suffering ain't gonna compare to where God has taken you. The suffering ain't going to compare what God is going to do in your life. The suffering is not going to compare to what God is going to do. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. 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 He said he's my rock of my strength and my refuge. Hallelujah. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You see, the more you stay in God, the more you stay in tune with God, the more you read with God, the more you commune with God, the more you fall in love with God. Hallelujah. You cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Because the word begins to transform you. You see, we got to go back to what the scripture said. Do not be conformed to this world, but be renewed by the transforming of your mind. Hallelujah. That's our scripture, hallelujah. That's our paradigm scripture. We got to keep our mind renewed daily. We got to transform our mind that God is God. God is God, and that settles it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Number 8 say, trust in him. At some time. That's what I say. What I say. 8 said, trust in him when? Hallelujah. You see, we got to trust in God no matter what we're going through. No matter what the world presents in front of us. You see, commentator said David is going through this trial. Hallelujah, that he has encouraged other people. You see, sometimes you don't come through your situation altogether. You're going to run into some folks that are going to be going through the same thing you're going through. But yet you're still waiting on your deliverance. Hallelujah. But yet God has called you to encourage them and them. He said, trust God at all times. Hallelujah. Trust him at all times. Hallelujah. He said, ye people. And see, he's talking to the people of Israel. He said, you got to trust him at all times. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pour out your heart before him. He said, pour out your heart before him. That means God wants you to become empty before him. God said he wants you to pour out everything. He wants you to become empty. He wants you to tell him all your cares because he know about it already. He wants you to put all before him. He said, put it all before me. Pour out your heart unto Jesus. Call on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Calmly think on that. God is a refuge. Hallelujah. Number 9 says, surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in a balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. This is what David said. You can't trust them man to pull you out of nothing. He said, no matter what their statue is, he said, a man of low degree, the one that don't have much, hallelujah. He said they ain't nothing but vanity, hallelujah. See, sometimes commentators said the man of low degree, we will try to go to them for their strength, hallelujah, and because what they can do, but the scripture said that they are vanity. And he said the man of high degree, the one that got a little change, pocket change, the one that got it going on, the scripture, he said that they're vanity. The scripture said they're a lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, you can't put your trust in man no matter what a statue is. You got to put your trust solely in God. Hallelujah. If God ain't directing you, if God ain't connecting you to that person, don't you go looking for no person. Don't you go looking for that advice. You trust Jesus. You seek God. You seek God for direction. He said, ain't nothing but vanity. He saved your way up in the balance. When the balance says the balance is like when the weight of money. You put the low man here and you put the high man here and you put it into the scriptures. He said, that's the scriptures is the balance. He said, when it becomes compared to the scriptures, they ain't nothing. In other words, God said, I ain't moved by what they got. You shouldn't be moved by what they got. You shouldn't be moved by what they can do. Hallelujah. You should be moved by what I can do. What I can do in your life. What I called you to do. What I predicted you to do. What I called you to do. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, you can't depend on nobody. Don't you depend on man. You got to depend on Jesus. You got to lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. He saved you. Weigh them all together. They ain't nothing but vanity. They empty. When they come to the Lord thy God, the one that keepeth Israel, that never slumbers or sleep, hallelujah, the one that created heaven and earth, host of heaven's army. He said, there's nothing. When it comes compared to what I can do in your life. He said, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Don't try to do whatever you can do to become rich or make money your motivation. No playing no numbers. No cheating nobody for their money. Here's the scripture said, trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. Hallelujah. Don't become slick in your endeavors to get money. God said that ain't gonna work. Hallelujah. He said that ain't gonna work. And look what he said. He said, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Hallelujah. You see, some of us want to become rich, want to become famous, want God to release that financial blessing. Hallelujah. But until we get within ourselves, that this money can't change by confession that God is for me, that God has given it to me. And when he give it to me, I'm going to do what he called me to do with it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're waiting on a release. Hallelujah. But God judges the heart. God knows what's in your heart. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Number 11, hallelujah. Say, God has spoken it once. That take us back to Numbers 23 and 19. God said that he is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. You see what he's saying here? David said, I heard it once, that all power is in God's hand. I heard it twice, that power is in God's hand. You see what the commentator said? David heard it, hallelujah, by reading the scriptures that say God is good. He heard it from other folks. He heard it from grandmama, said that God is good. But then he said he heard it twice in his spirit. He got it down in his spirit. He got it down in his soul that God, all power is in God's hand. He got it in his soul. He's got it in his soul without a shadow of a doubt. I can't give up. I can't give up now. I got to do what God called me to do. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. Oh, touch your neighbor. Say, I got it in my spirit. I got it in my spirit. I got confidence that my God is God. And besides him, there is no other. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got confidence. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet. Said, I got confidence. It's down in my spirit, little boy. It's down in my spirit. It's down in my spirit. Good God. It's down in my spirit. I can't be shaken. I can't be moved. No matter what I go through, they out to kill me. But God is my salvation. God is my rock. God is my fortress. He is my defense. He is my everything. I got it. I got it. I got it in my spirit. Come on and shout yes. Hallelujah. If you got it in your spirit, you ought to go give God a praise. If you feel it down in your Holy Ghost. If you feel it down in your Holy Ghost. You ought to give God the glory. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. That Sister Pat, no matter what I go through now, that I'm going to believe and trust God. I'm going to do what God called me to do. I'm not going to let them stay. Whatever they talk about me, I don't care what they say about me. God called me to do this. I heard it once. I heard it twice. Is in my spirit. One time settlers. It's in my spirit. Look at your neighbor. It's in my spirit. It's settled in my spirit. It's settled in my spirit. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled. Good God from Zion. I feel something about to break in here. I feel something about to break in here. The anointing is in this place. Come on and give God the glory. Come on and shout like you believe that God has got your back. That you believe that he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Come on and shout, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. I'm happy here. How many of you happy in the Lord? How many of you feel good in the Holy Ghost? How many of you have been released, hallelujah, from that thing that been keeping you down? That thing that been balling in your mind? That telling you you ain't nothing? That God ain't called you to do this? Hallelujah. And what's so powerful about this, elder? Church, what's so powerful about this Psalm 62? David's son was after him to kill him. David calls that on himself because of what he did with Bathsheba. And Nathan said, "It will be called division in your house." But David didn't allow his past issue to dictate who he is in God. Hallelujah. David repented and he moved on. He still served God wholeheartedly. And then when this thing manifests in his life, hallelujah, for what the prophet has said, David said, "He still is my salvation. He still is my refuge. He still is my rock. I know I messed up, but God, he called me to do great things. He put me in this high place. He put me in this high place." Hallelujah. You see, we should get excited like David. "He put me in this high place. And this high place we in now is being saved, being sanctified, and filled with his precious spirit." See, we got to hold on to that. We got to be excited about being saved, being sanctified, to being brought out, hallelujah, out of darkness. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. God spoken it once. One time, settle it. One time, settle it. And sister, when I was in my meditation, I saw you in the spirit interceding for the nations. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you, no matter what they say about you or what come against you, you know you've been called to intercede. Glory to God. There's power in intercession. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I come to encourage y'all and encourage myself, because I got to be first partaker of this word. Hallelujah. That I did some things. I didn't cross all my T's and dot all my I's. Hallelujah. But when I find myself in some situations, I got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called me. And there's nothing I can do about it but surrender and do his will. Hallelujah. We're still shifting. In the previous week, we heard about we got greater works to do. It's time for us to go out. But I come to encourage you today, no matter what you go through in your endeavors to do the will of God, you stay encouraged. You stay encouraged like David. You know who God has called you to be and who he has said he is in your life. You hold on to that no matter what they say about you, no matter how they persecute you, no matter what they say, no matter what they do to you. You know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you and that he's that unconditional, unfailing love, that he sent his only begotten son to die on Calvary cross for you. Hallelujah. God, come on, lift your hands, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship him. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you for transforming my mind. Thank you for renewing my mind. Thank you for renewing my spirit. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you, God, for my hope and expectation. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my refuge. Thank you for being my salvation. Oh, Lord, my life belongs to you. Oh, Lord, my life belongs to you. Use me as you please, God. I won't let nothing deter me from your will. I will let nothing turn me away from doing your perfect will. I need you more and more in my life, Jesus. Oh, God, I need you. Everything I give unto you. Everything. Hallelujah. Come on, let's love upon him. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, get your breakthrough, hallelujah. Come on, get your breakthrough, hallelujah. Come on, open your mouth and get your breakthrough, hallelujah. Stir up the gift right now, Jesus. Allow the rivers to flow right now, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Jesus. We thank you for your word, Jesus. We love you on today, God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that haven't released themselves into the mighty hand of God? Today is the day of your salvation. Allow God to save you out of that mess. Allow God to deliver you and set you free. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your soul,